Richard.
How you doing?
We hanging out for dear life. How about you?
Fantastic. I got a, you know, I was watching the, I think there's like 13 or 15 states that are trying to create laws where the popular vote, where they're trying to get around
the Electoral College.
Yes. So I was curious on the effect of their enacting those laws in order to subvert the Electoral College or the Constitution.
It won't matter. It won't matter. It won't. It won't matter. It won't matter. We don't care if they do. We don't care if they do, and we don't care if they don't. It doesn't matter. Because the people aren't deciding who's president anymore anyway. For real, for real.
Oh, well, who's
they
deciding?
They are a little bit, but God's decided that kind of stuff.
Ah, perfect. That's what I was, I kind of figured that, and I said, hey, you know what? I don't think it's going to even matter, because even though the trends subvert it, even if they did, the popular vote's going to go the other way anyways, you know, due to the...
well, it doesn't really matter. See, what is going to happen, though... Hold on. We do have a little... You got a good point here. This may be the best question ever, ever. What you missed, you missed the whole run with the Electoral College position, but here's what it's going to do. It's like this, all this abortion bullshit that they've been running. Now states, individual states are passing laws so that you cannot get an abortion. By the time you find out you're pregnant, it's already too late to get an abortion. Well, that's what's happened. They push. So now they've got a Supreme Court that could undo Roe versus Wade. They're not even going to let it go to Roe, go to the Supreme Court. They're going to say, we don't care what the Supreme Court says. It ain't legal here. It ain't legal here. It ain't legal here. It ain't legal here. To the point that it takes over. Here's what's coming. 7/11. Here's what's coming. And this thing you're talking about, too, with the constructs of the Electoral College, will be done in a constitutional convention. Where they change the Constitution of the United States. They damn sure skippy they're going to do it. They only need about 14 more Republican governors. And they got it.
Yeah.
And you don't need a House and you don't need a Senate. You need the state. Because it's the United States are. It used to be the United States is.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's such a huge thing. And I know... they have there's an organization out there called the Convention of States that's been pushing for the, the convention. So, Anyways, that's,
happy day.
Yeah, that's great.
It's marvelous.
Yep.
It's coming,
the Constitution's marvelous. So, I can agree with that.
Well, it's quite a document.
So, Ian, are they gonna allow states' rights, their own independent, decision on abortion? Is that what the new constitution will say?
States
already have it, Bob.
States already maintain their rights.
Yeah, they already have it.
States already maintain them. They already have that.
Okay, so what is the Constitutional Convention gonna change from that situation?
Oh, that's Constitution itself.
No, Richard, we're talking Ion, Richard. Okay.
What changes the Constitution itself? Like you can abolish income taxes at a constitutional convention.
Right, but the abortion issue, what's going to be said in the new Constitution about the abortion argument?
Abortion, hold on. The abortion is not in the Constitution now.
Well, you said abortion future is going to be determined in the Constitutional Convention. I just wrote that out.
Yeah, because, yes, it will, but not because of a constitutional convention. What will be done is be done from the state side in a constitutional convention. It'll be left that each state will have its own sovereignty, and that's what they have now. They won't change that, even if they tried to change the Electoral College. But abortion then falls under the header of rights, individual rights, and your freedoms, and the libertine gospel that you want to engage, but it still won't allow for abortion. But see, the womb's closing anyway, so there won't be anything to abort very soon, so it won't matter.
Right, but you're saying that the state will determine what it's going to do about abortion. About everything, but including abortion. And most of them will say no abortion allowed?
What's happening now? You'll have New York and California and Virginia. But everybody else is coming that way. They're not there 100%, but they're coming.
And so that's the fate of abortion around the Constitutional Convention. The convention won't change what is already coming before the convention.
It's not just going to be abortions. It's going to be DNCs in general.
So you're saying the state's rights is in the Constitution, but it's been glossed over by the centralized structures of media and government over the last, say, 150 years. They're going to be able to go around that, decentralize, and retrieve what was already in the Constitution and have it more prominent,
the
state's rights thing.
Here's a perfect example, Bob. Marijuana cigarettes are against the law federally. It's against the law to handle marijuana cigarettes or smoke marijuana cigarettes federally. Okay? But in Colorado, it's legal. You can do what you want to. You're breaking federal law in the state of Colorado because the Colorado state trumps the federal law. But now they can seize your bank account because it's all that kind of stuff. There's problems with it. But when you go outside of it, but at some point they have to say, okay, the states trump or prevail in the argument. They made it legal, so that's what they can do, and they can.
Did you just say Trump will prevail? Did you say?
No, we did, but the triumph is more the better word.
Yeah.
The triumph. Convert. Okay, so the Fed can get in there. They are going to be weakened in the ongoing conflict, the drama between states' rights and federal rights. They're going to be weakened, the federal part, in the Constitutional Convention.
Point.
That's a point.
That is the point.
All right. Even though it was already in there, but the media mix of the centralized effects of the industrial age and then the later beginnings of the post-industrial age, that favored the federal thing until the internet came in. That decentralized everything so much, including consciousness, that the feds are on a weakened slope right now.
But you know, that's a funny thing. That same construct was declassified and discussed and argued and infinitum. Do you know where that was argued? In the Silas Do-Good letters from Benjamin Franklin in 1780.
Right.
It was right. Exactly the same nom de plume arguing the point that you're arguing right here, right.
And then that got popularized as the Jefferson-Hamilton debates.
It did. And then the Douglas-MacArthur and the Lincoln-Douglas debate.
Right. So what is, Richard, what is going to be new out of this Constitutional Convention other than retrieving states' rights as a little more powerful? What is, going to be surprising about it?
Well, probably that the courts aren't going to be doing the legislation now. You know, everything Trump does, you automatically have some liberal judge go ahead and from the Ninth District or wherever, Hawaii, Washington, whatever. They go ahead and they put an injunction or, I don't know the legal term, but they put a stay on his order. Now, he can't do anything until that thing gets litigated. You know, and then that has to go through the courts to get litigated and has to go up to the, you know, Supreme Court eventually to make a ruling. Right? So now they're litigating, they're actually making law, you know, and some, you know, they just come up with some ridiculous reason.
Yeah, we know. So that's the way it is. Now what's going to happen as a result of the convention?
Well, anything can happen, Bob. The purpose of
well, no, you're being vague.
States.
Like, you know, what's that is a thing, and you started, it looks like you're saying that's going to be dismantled, the district idiots who stopped Trump.
Of course it's going to be, because true conservatives that believe in the Constitution are going to sit there and say, you're going to have to limit the power, and they'll have to come up with some sort, and I don't know the language or the...
I'm not asking for the language. We just keep it common sense. Are you saying that that situation of the federal interruption of Trump's edicts is going to be weakened?
That's absolutely.
Okay. Ion, you agree with that, Ion? We got that. We got it, Richard. Don't need to go on. Ion, do you agree with what Richard says will be the effect of the Constitutional Convention? These... federal judges won't be able to single-handedly interrupt Trump.
Well, hold on. We absolutely agree, but not on that premise. The reason that it's going to change is because those judges are going to start abdicating. They're going to start stepping down left and right by the hundreds and be replaced by the right kind of judges. That this won't
move. Don't ask why. Why are they going to step down?
Because they have problems. We got trouble right here in River City with a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. They got a pool of problems that's fixing to arise. They're going to
because the local people aren't enamored with the federal position of those judges anymore.
Well, see, some judgeships are elected below the circuits are elected. Outside of that, they're appointed. And once they're appointed, it's mostly a lifetime marker. You know, when they're there for a lifetime. So Trump will have to push those out or move those out. And he can do that. He has done a great deal of it. As judges retire, he just doesn't fill the slot. He believes it's empty till he gets the right thing that he wants. And others will want to hold into their office until the right president so they can be replaced by the same type of liberal, libertine, or conservative position. But see, the circuits have now taken a position on their own. The 11th Circuit in Atlanta, they'll kill you dead in a sack of hammers. Don't you worry. The 9th Circuit, you couldn't get a, if you're anybody, you can do anything and be found not guilty of it. Or, no problem. Well, they needed killing, or, you know, there's only two school buses full of children. We could kill them without any problem. Oh, well, okay, you're right. It was only two school buses full of children, so that's fine. We understand. But, well, you had a really bad day. It was a bad day. Yes, people have bad days. It could happen. That's fine. Whereas in other cases, in the great state of Texas, they won't even call the damn jury. They'll set you up. They'll let you plead. They'll kill you in the electric chair in 27 minutes. They'll smoke your ass right then, right there. Go fuck up in the great state of Texas and see what happens. They don't care if you damn Canadian. They love Canadians. They'll fry them on the way home. In butter. Dip them in butter. It's beautiful. Texas, don't mess with Texas now. They'll show you how it's going on. So, the point becomes, yes, he's right. Yes, that's what's going to occur. It's going to be because they choose not to do this anymore. They're coming out. It's now going to be no bueno to be the judge. Because now you're the judge with all the power. Well, now you're responsible for, guess what? All the power.
Does Trump come down as a Hamiltonian or Jeffersonian guy?
Mostly neither. He's going to become Job.
Really? He's going to have a lot of things flung at him.
Yeah. And it's going to be great. Because that's...
Yeah, because Job triumphs in the end. You're going to say Trump will triumph from all the shit they'll throw at him.
Well,
will he be a federal dictator, king... In a balkanized United States that, with states' rights will almost ignore him in daily practice.
Because he's gonna use the states, he's gonna cajole the states into moving. He's gonna pump them to get them into a position where they do this. You see?
So that joke video of Time Magazine cover with Trump present 2024, 2028, 2032, and
it
goes off
forever. That isn't a joke. That's not a joke.
What is it? It's the facts?
That's how it is. That's reality. Yeah.
So you did say years ago that Trump would be king as long as he wanted. That track is happening.
Last Trump of God shall stand.
Well, would that be the last human institution as people ascend and go beyond human?
I'd like to say that, but we don't want to make a glib, cliché-able archetype that you have to live up to. We don't care. Call it what you want to. Blame it on the rest.
Yeah, and the ascended won't care. So it's like the since the White House position is so obsolete, why not put a clown emperor and anything else you put on Trump in there as the final image?
Yeah, fine. Or we can go back to Reagan's days and have bedtime for Bonzo and make Bonzo the president.